We're all scared to death at this epidemic.
The program hosts made clear this is not to be confused with the Scared Straight program. This was an educational presentation using facts and often painful testimonies from those who have prosecuted cases, overcome addiction, and lost loved ones to it. Michael Sargent's son, Wade, fought a losing battle. His presentation was no holds barred.
Okay, you know what happens when you die? You get put in the ground. You know who has to live with the pain now? Your f***ing parents. We never get over this. We never get over this.
Those in attendance were told that even giving away drugs is still considered a sale, and raising the risk, the introduction of fentanyl mixed in with some batches of heroin. Assistant Erie County District Attorney Nick Tuxedo was among prosecutors who warned that given the ongoing epidemic, there's little mercy awaiting them in the court.
Judges are accountable to the people of the county. And they have to answer. When they make a decision, they have to answer to all the people in the county. And they're getting a lot of pressure right now, rightfully so, to come down hard on people who are possessing large amounts of opiates, because it's a huge problem.
But there also was a message of hope from a young woman who overcame her own addiction. Brittany Turner told a tale of missing her prom, being kicked out of college, and hitting rock bottom. Since cleaning up, she has earned a college degree and is working full-time.
Those teachers sitting in seem to be very selective. They didn't give me one. They give them to people they think have a chance. And when I look out at you guys, I see a group that the system hasn't given up on.
But the opioid addiction epidemic is showing no signs of letting up. A speaker from the Drug Enforcement Agency says Western New York has the largest increase in overdose deaths in all of the state, and since August 25th, there has been a death by overdose every single day. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.